Hello everybody, my name is Stefan and I'll be talking on behalf of Team Kilo. Our project is Rule Chess, which is a computer game in which user writes a program to play Tetris. Now, the goal of this game was to teach the basic programming concepts to children. Because of that, we exposed Tetris API in a very programming friendly way. And we also wrote a tutorial system which guides users through the game, which I will talk about later. Of course, we were made to do this on Raspberry Pi because we are studying on Cambridge. Now, the targeted range of people were kids, 14 to 15 years old, because that's usually when kids start to do programming, but of course anybody can do it, from the beginners who just want to learn some basic concepts to the ones who can do programming and want to see how good algorithms they can write. We used imperative and weakly typed language with simple syntax, and API allows users to get grid and count the next piece as 2D arrays, and to move, rotate, and drop pieces. Now let's go quick about some technical details. We chose Java and Swing. Good thing about them is that they are platform independent. Then we didn't write our own implementation of Tetris because that wasn't the main part of the project, so we didn't want to spend so much time on it, and we just used the J Tetris. For the user language, we used Bin Shell. It is basically Java with scripting features. Now, it's much more beginner-friendly than Java because it doesn't have classes, it's weakly typed and so on. One bad thing about it is that it's a bit slow, but it doesn't really matter because we just want to teach kids a program and not about some hard algorithms. So this is how the game looks like. We have a Tetris grid where user can see how their program is actually running. We have an editor where user, of course, writes the program, and by pressing on the compile button, if the compilation is successful, the program would immediately start in the Tetris grid. Otherwise, if the compilation is not successful, an error window would pop up and explain what the errors are. The remaining part is tutorial, and that's what I'll be talking about now. So, tutorial is based on setting up some problems and then providing help in solving those problems in a way of code and explanation. So basically, throughout the levels of the tutorial, we want users to learn new stuff, and eventually, after the tutorial is over, users should be capable of writing fully functioning programs for playing Tetris. So, for example, in the first level, they just have a square block, and they need to move it and drop it. So we just start with some simple stuff by calling the API for movement and dropping. And then afterwards, when they, for example, get to level 5, they get an L block, and they need to move it, rotate it, and put it in the special place. So an important thing about the tutorial is that it differs from the game in a way that we provide a predetermined piece, we provide a predetermined grid, and then only for that piece and grid, they should do something and put it in the right place. And with every level, they will use everything that they learned before and one new thing, which we would provide code for and explain. So eventually, when they come to the level 8, which is the last level, they should have learned all the technical stuff. And here we introduce the evaluation of the world, because in the Tetris game, sometimes there is not the best position for a place, so they need to evaluate how good the position is in their own way. And once they are capable of doing that, they should be able to write their own programs. The way that this game is executed is that user writes a program which only deals with the current piece and puts it somewhere on the field. So, for example, user gets a piece, calculates something, put it somewhere, and then his program is called again for the next piece independently of each other. Of course, user can put in some delays and outputs which are also taught in the tutorial system. For example, delays because the program can sometimes be too fast for human to follow, and they might simply want to see how they are doing, and not output well. That's not the matter. Now, everything is made open source, so if you want to learn some programming basics, you can do it here. Or if you want to try your algorithm, of course. And if you have any questions, you can ask them later. Thank you for listening.